The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Don't let your primitive brain rule your relationship. We like to think that we are mature, rational people and that we let the front part of our brain make decisions for us. This is the part of the brain that thinks and cogitates. It looks after the executive functions of the brain. But actually, we can slip quite easily into the primitive part of the brain. The part that responds to threat and danger with attacking and defensive responses. These responses can be intense, with raised voices, aggression and name-calling, or they can be withdrawn, shut down, with stonewalling, absence, silence. Neither type of response is using the executive part of the brain. Both are responses governed by the primitive part of the brain in response to a threat. And there is no one more threatening than our beloved. That person who is supposed to be there for us, who understands us, looks out for us, who keeps us safe and secure in the world. Well, if they are in some way threatening to us, and those can be very little threats, a look, a tone, a gesture, then it means a lot. Our nervous system is ancient and it is blind. So when it gets triggered, it doesn't know if the threat is a saber-toothed tiger about to leap out and eat us, or our partner saying, "We need to talk," with that look on their face. The response is yikes, and we can very easily slip into that primitive protective mode. But you don't want your relationship to be ruled by the primitive part of your brain. You don't want to be triggering each other to respond from that part of the brain. You want to keep the executive part of your brain engaged, particularly when things get challenging. This means that as individuals, we need to do our best to soothe ourselves, to stay calm. We can do that with breath and with consciously relaxing our body, with catching thoughts and feelings that reinforce the danger and the primitive response and choosing to respond differently. Definitely, we should learn to do that and do our best. However, that can be challenging when something has arisen between the two of us. It is a relational issue. So to keep the dyad calm, it helps if we are being relational. That means that we are not just seeking to manage our own response through staying calm, which is called self-regulating. We are also seeking to help the other stay calm. This is called co-regulating. When we are co-regulating, we are simultaneously self-aware and other-aware. We are seeking to keep ourselves and our partner regulated. When we are both doing this, then it is more effective than each trying to regulate themselves. So, you are doing your best to ensure that how you are behaving will not be threatening to your partner, that you are helping them to stay calm even if the topic is challenging. We do this through eye contact, gentle touch, proximity, even tone of voice, using terms of endearment such as sweetheart or babe. We also make sure that we don't say too much in a rush and that we give our partner space to think and respond. Essentially, we are seeking to keep each other safe and keep each other connected. That ensures our nervous system stay regulated and we operate from the executive part of the brain. Partners who master this skill can discuss all kinds of challenging topics and do it well. It's a great skill to learn. In fact, I think it is an essential skill in order to create a truly supportive, loving, mutual, interdependent relationship.